The Fitzy and Whipper podcast.
Season 3 of The 100, it's back. Andy Lee is back on After the Block on 9 tomorrow night. Make sure you tune in. He joins us now. Andy Lee!
Andy!
Hello, team. How are you?
We're good, buddy. You know what? Hannah, that works on the show, she prepares a little bio every time that there's guests coming on the on the show. What's great?
You guys would have done your own work.
Well, behind the scenes, we don't stop, mate. We're absolute prep monsters in here at the Fitzy Whipper Show. God, we're in at what time are we in these days? 3 a.m. before we gone air at 6? Yeah.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. We're monsters of preparation.
What was great, though, on the sheet today when it was handed to me, it was a photo that maybe you had posted. And it's an old promo shot of you and Ham. You're holding a Crown Lager with a tea bag inside it.
Yes.
Was that one of the first Hamish and Andy promo shots?
First photo shoot, and I said to Haim, what joke are... I mean, it's not a joke because everyone's trying to work it out. So what mystery thing are we going for with a Crown Lager with a tea bag hanging out of it? I don't even know what that is or what it's meant to be.
Do I just props that were in the area, around
the
area?
I reckon that's probably what happened, Fitzy. Okay. Like do you remember, I think you would have had a photo shoot with the same guy, a guy called James. And you used to go to his house to do photos. Really early days.
Just at my place.
And I think James was... And James had an outdoor shower. He was a beautiful Greek guy, long hair, looking like Jesus.
What is going on?
And he was always dressing himself as we kind of arrived to this photo shoot. And I think he'd always go, we need something else. We need something else. What else have I got here? And I think we're just in his house and we got something out of the recycling and something out of the pantry. That's what I think must have happened.
But you know what the photo also reminds me of? How seedy Hamish used to be with those jeans that he'd wear that were never washed. Those dirty diesel jeans that were never washed.
And he had a little rat tail.
And a rat tail, and it was like baggy around
the
crotch.
A plaited rat tail.
Did he really?
At the back. Oh. Yeah. So you probably just see it. The thing was, he wanted it to be, it was about 2.5 centimetres long.
Yuck.
He'd get his little sister to plait it, right?
Awesome.
And he's like, I think this could be my thing. And I'm like, I don't think so.
Oh, rat tail Blake.
So for everyone out there that doesn't know the story, Andy, you two met in uni, is that correct?
Yeah, which is wild because neither of us went very often.
Yeah.
We kind of view it like a solar eclipse, and then, just lucky enough to pass across paths.
But then you got given rights to your own television show, the Hamish and Andy TV show that went on air, which started.
Yeah. And then that was after 5 half-hours on Channel 31.
Wow. That's amazing. And then how about the radio gig? How did that pop up?
Hamish, remember Jules Lund? He used to be on Getaway.
Yeah.
He won a competition called 15 Days of Fame on the radio station, which allowed a regular person to act like a famous person for 15 days.
Mm-hmm.
And Hamish, as Whipper might remember, was the biggest leech of all time. So Hamish's like, I'll be in there and I'll go and stay in the hotel room and so on. And we were mucking around with Jules and the station went, oh, you guys are quite fun. Do you want to write some promos for us? So we used to start writing some promos for the radio show, and then Haim ended up writing for The Breakfast Show.
Wow.
Right.
And then you guys got given a radio show, and your panel operator was a young Michael Whipfley, wasn't it?
I did some specials. I did like the Olympic special that you did, the summertime special.
Yes, and we also, we wanted Whipper to be on the show regularly, but the station didn't want him to be on our show regularly.
I actually got sacked.
Didn't you? Yeah, what
did
you get sacked?
Whipper got sacked because we were trying to get him in the building, Whipper, and he was doing a weekend shift and with another announcer. And the announcer was remote at Chadstone, the shopping capital of Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah.
And Whipper wasn't paying attention, probably hungover. And you're meant to ride so basically when someone's remotely, it's just like they've got a microphone and a long lead back to the studio.
Yeah,
so you've got to turn that mic on and off. So if you go to a song, make sure you turn it off. And Whipper didn't turn it off. So over some song, probably Nelly Furtado, I'm Like a Bird or something back in those days. Whipper's got this guy going, yeah, welcome back to Chess and Show. No, that's not right. welcome back to...
Did he go off at you?
Well, Becco didn't know he was going to air. The old Beck house. And so it was just, here I go again. Here I'm at Chadston. What was I doing?
Yeah, couldn't you hear him going
to
air?
There's too many buttons.
He was halfway through a box of Cheezels. All he could hear was the crunch.
Oh, you'll be right, Becco. He was in the promo cupboard just trying to take what he could because he knew he was gone.
I was looking for freebies.
So he got sacked. And then we used him on... We're like, well, you're sacked from that job. You're not sacked from our show. And we used him on the next... on Saturday morning at that point. And then Irene came up to us, who was the program director at the time, or the assistant program director, and she saw us in the hallway and said, hey, did you use Whipper on the show again on Saturday? I said, yeah. We sacked him during the week. And I was like, yeah, well, you didn't sack him from our show. And she's like, it's not a great look if we sack someone and then you keep using
them. Back.
So we were encouraged not to use him. But I think he just got another job at the network.
No,
anyway,
you continued to use me because I think not long after that I was at I was at some event and I had my my testicles cast in bronze.
Oh, that's right.
If you remember.
We continued to use you. You're a sex boat.
And then we gave that to Mum to put on the Christmas tree. So that was something. That was just a taster of what it was like back then and nothing to do with 100
Do you know what? Irene still, she's back here working at Nova and those conversations still happen around the hallway.
Still can't work out why this swipe card doesn't work. Still trying to get into the building.
So, Andy, season 3, we are back. So you've still got everyone back up on the screens. Can you give us a bit of a taste of episode 1? What are we looking at here, Andy?
New segment, which I just love.
Here we go.
And, you know, you're always nervous when you do a new segment, and then it all works. You go, phew. But Couples Court, we asked Australians, if you have had a disagreement with your partner that you still both think you're in the right, come on. Present it and have 100 people decide who's in the right.
That's genius.
That's great.
So that you can look forward to tomorrow night. And then, you know, obviously some brilliant questions, wow stats, Sophie Monk's on, Tom Gleeson. Yeah, I tell you, how's this for one? How many Australians do you reckon have heard a deathbed confession?
Deathbed confession. Oh, so your last words before you go?
A confession,
as
though.
A confession.
Oh, by the way, I was with your sister.
Oh, that's so unkind to do it.
Dead.
Bloody.
I would
what
say
percentage?
Like 10%.
10%? 1 in 10 people
yeah,
have done something
they're
taking to the grave?
Yep.
Okay.
Not 5.
50?
Yeah,
you're going lower.
5%.
Yeah, I'm saying 3%. It'd have to be pretty low, Andy, wouldn't
4%.
It?
4%. So Sarah and Fitzy can split the points on that one.
All right.
A lady come on and she said she worked in palliative care and she's been around a lot of people in their last breaths. And she said she's heard a lot of deathbed confessions. And I said, all right, were you able to share one with us? She goes, yeah, she ushered out the family. They'd said their last goodbyes.
Mm-hmm.
And this bloke goes, psst, now that they've gone...
Awesome. No. The money's buried in the backyard.
If you want to hear it, it's in Wild. You wouldn't have wanted your family to hear it. So tomorrow night on the show.
I love that, Andy. Tomorrow night after the block on Channel 9, season 3 of The 100 is back. Andy Lee, thanks for coming on, legend.
Always fun, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
The Fitzy and Whipper podcast.